Is it recording?
Now it's recording.
Yay!
Go ahead.
This is the part where I stare blankly at the microphone. Try to remember what I'm supposed to be doing.
All right, let's start over.
Awkward pause. I'm going to wrestle some papers.
Okay.
Now one, two, three. Okay. Hey, writers. It's KJ here with a KJ-only edition of the Hashtag AmWriting podcast, the podcast where we talk about all the things, short things, long things, pitches, proposals, fiction, nonfiction. This is the podcast about getting things done, or in today's case, this is the podcast about coming back and getting things done after you haven't been able to get them done for a while. You can probably hear that I have been sick. Yay. I've been sick. That's all. I've been too sick to do anything, too sick to write, too sick to think, too sick to record, too sick to respond to emails. This was the first time ever. I mean, it's not like I've just been miserably sick. You know, I'm not hospital sick, but this is the first time that for that kind of like regular, ordinary, boring sick, I've ever put an auto reply on that just said, I'm sorry, I'll get back to you when I can. And I did, which also means that I set aside my project for a little while. Now, for me, it was a week. It's not that big of a deal, but it got me thinking about all the times that we do find ourselves forced to set something aside. Sometimes it's a week, sometimes it's a month, sometimes it's longer, and I'm thinking about the times when that happens unexpectedly. 90% of the time, maybe all the time, it's not for a good reason. There must be exceptions to that, but I haven't been able to think of any. I'm sure I could. Yeah, it's not like somebody left a basket of puppies on my doorstep and I was suddenly caring for them. That would be fun. So when you are suddenly sort of unexpectedly yanked away, you have the advantage of having been in the middle of something. So it's always easier to get back to something that you were in the middle of, but it can feel really hard to do, you know, when you didn't realize you were going to be away from it for a while. And maybe you're not happy at how you reacted to whatever happened. Maybe you think you should have done better, written during these times of strife. So anyway, I have some steps for me and for all of us when we are trying to get ourselves back into the game after a wee bit of unexpected delay. And the first one involves exactly that. Forgive yourself. I am forgiving myself. Might we have been able to do better? Maybe. Would a real writer, trademark, you know, with deadlines and editors and fans and all that other stuff, would a real writer have just powered through? I don't know. Maybe. And honestly, maybe if you were in the same project at a different point, you too would have powered through. Maybe if I were at this project at a different point, I would have powered through. Probably, honestly. Oh, and maybe that would have been good, and maybe it would have been bad. Maybe it would be like the time I turned in an article at the end of what was genuinely one of the worst weeks of my life, and it had an article, or it had a recipe in it for something called miso roasted cod, and I forgot the miso. And there were no fact checkers or anything at this particular publication, and it got published that way, and people were not happy. And, you know, 20 years ago, there's a really good reason you've never seen me publish any recipes since. That was the end of that career. Oh, who knows? I mean, surely not. I'm sure if I'd really wanted to, but anyway, not a great moment. I would have told you that was the end of the world at that point. It was not, but it was definitely a wake-up call that sometimes it's better to just tell the people you cannot. And it would have been better for me then. And, you know, whether it was true this time or not, I didn't. And now I got to get back into it. All right. So number two, check in with yourself. Is it really time? Are you just beating yourself into getting back to this right now? I'm actually, you know, I can look ahead. It's the beginning of November as I record this. I was planning to revise this project for NaNoWriMo. This is a great moment for me to restart. I can really see it as a good thing. But, you know, sometimes you can't. Sometimes you're just trying to make yourself restart when it is not time. Or sometimes it doesn't look like time, but it still is. Maybe if somebody else looked at your life right now, they would say, this is not the right time to start up again. But you know what? Maybe for you it is. Some people write during moments when anybody else would look at their lives and say, no, you cannot possibly. And some people decide to reread Anne of Green Gables when it looks to everyone else like the water is totally clear. And you know what? Both of those people are fine. And in fact, both of those people are maybe you and they are maybe me at different moments in our lives. So, you know, check in with yourself and make sure that it really is time to start up again. And you're not just going to be kicking yourself when it doesn't work. Or hey, if you're kicking yourself because it doesn't work, be ready to forgive yourself for that too, because sometimes that's what happens. All right. So you've forgiven yourself. You've checked in. Now, Do the thing you do to commit, whatever it is. For me, it's, you know, alerting Team Serena and Jess that I am starting back in, that there will be stickers, that there will be texts, that I have set goals and I will be meeting them. Maybe it's announcing that on social media. I probably did a little of that too. Maybe it's, you know, shouting it from the rooftops, yelling it to the clouds. Maybe it's putting a post-it note up somewhere, making yourself a mood board. Maybe it's making yourself a great new chart with checkboxes. There's nothing better than a chart with checkboxes and a nice plan for at least the next couple of days when you're going to do this and how you're going to do this. You know, even if you don't do it exactly like that, man, for some of us, making those plans is part of the joy, and I am one of them. So do whatever it is you do to commit to getting your new start. And then maybe allow yourself some prep time. Maybe you're going to want to ease back into this. Maybe you want to go back and reread your project from the very beginning. Maybe that's a terrible idea and you should start it wherever you imagine it was, because maybe it'll be somewhere better. I can't tell you that. So, you know, or maybe you need to take a no AirPods, just think about the project walk, or think about the project on a long drive. Maybe you need to reread a little of your favorite craft or inspirational craft book. Maybe you need to draw a nice big outline of where you're going. You know, if you need to do a little prep time, that counts, man. That's still getting back into the project. I thought I was going to go in and look at this and decide, like, what do I need to do next? How many days should I spend on finishing the beginning? How many days should I be in the beginning, in the middle? I thought I would make a burn chart. I thought I would make some checklists. Turned out I actually just wanted to throw myself right back into it. And I'm going to make those checklists a little later after I've reacquainted myself with the characters and the world. But I will be doing it. So if you need to do that, do it. Or what I did do, if you are like me, a pre-writer, let yourself do some pre-writing. Let yourself do that thing where you go, okay, so maybe he got up and went to the bar and got her a drink. No, he didn't get a drink because that's not what he would do. But then she followed him and she grabbed him and she said this, and then somebody else came in and then suddenly, and maybe you'll do that for a little while and all of a sudden you'll find yourself putting in the punctuation marks and putting in the quotes and putting in the, you know, he said, she said in the good way. Let yourself, you know, get rolling, however you get rolling, and let that be okay. My next piece of advice is to start somewhere easy. For me, that actually did turn out to be right where I left off, although in a slightly different way, but I did not go back and fix what had come before. So, but I thought about jumping ahead. There had been a couple of scenes that I was thinking about, and I actually jotted down like a little bit of pre-writing and threw it out ahead in some, you know, Scrivener files, or Scrivener, a text page. So I did do that. I did do a little throwing things out ahead, but so write whatever feels like the next thing to write. Man, if you could write the end right this minute, for me to have an ending written and be writing towards it can be really fun. You should be ready to let it go or revise it, of course, but writing something to be writing towards could be a great thing to do at this point. So go ahead and start somewhere easy and keep going from there. All right. So once you are doing this, actually do it, because it's gonna be hard. You're out of practice. It'll be harder than it was the last time you were in this file. Everything else is gonna beg you to come out of it. Set, your Pomodoro timer. If you do that, set your timer in Forest, which is the thing that I do. Put your phone in the other room and look at the clock and don't let yourself go get it. Don't go do the laundry. Don't get up. Maybe do it for a little less time than you might have done it the last time. But get in there and stay in there. Make yourself find your way into this again. If you are lucky, you'll find the flow. If you're not, you'll remember that you can work even when you don't find the flow, and that'll be okay too. Sometimes we just sit down and write. And you know what? Sometimes that stuff is pretty darn good, even if it didn't feel flowy. And sometimes that's just the way it is. All right, so now might be a great time to tell you to go back and forgive yourself again, because this is probably harder than you thought it was. Maybe it feels like you've lost this project completely. You feel like, Elizabeth Gilbert after she kissed Ann Patchett. And if you're not familiar with that story, it's from her book on creativity, Big Book on Creativity by Liz Gilbert. I don't remember. I love it. I just don't remember the title of it. Anyway, she tells this story where she decides that she left a project for more than a year and it's just gone. And maybe that's so, and maybe you'll just move on to something else. But, it's probably not. Especially probably didn't, flee and run and find someone else. But if it did, it's okay. You'll start something new. Give it some time, though. Forgive yourself again for the fact that you needed to take this time away. The project will forgive you too. Forgive yourself for it not being easy to get back into it. Lots of days this is hard. And if you've never finished an entire book before, then it's 40 times as hard. Because starting something new is easier than finishing the thing you're working on. That is always true. But sometime you gotta finish this thing. So make this the time. Finish the thing. Forgive yourself for the break. Get yourself in there. Keep going. Keep doing it. Keep setting those timers. Keep making those plans. Jump forward. Jump forward. Jump forward. Make that story move. That's my new goal every day. Did the story move forward? I got a word goal too. But really, it's just that. Did whatever I write spin these characters around in a circle while I sat in a cafe and drank coffee? Or did the story move forward? I did a lot of reading while I was feeling sick. And the stories that kept me were the ones that moved forward. And I want to write like that. You do too. But let's forgive ourselves for the moments when we don't. What would you say to a friend right now who came to you and was in this position? I bet it's a lot nicer than whatever you're trying to say to yourself. So, my friends, let's be kind to ourselves and to each other. It is okay that this is not easy. And that is really it for my material advice. The last thing I have to say to you and to me is save this post, because it will happen again and again. Restarting is a thing that happens constantly. So, if you, like me, are restarting, give me a shout out on socials, which basically would be on Instagram at this point, or reply to this post. I will absolutely see it. If you are not signed up for our show notes, you should be, because not every episode at this point is coming in audio form. Last week, Serena did a fantastic description of why she keeps a reading journal that was super inspirational for me, and I'm trying to start one up for myself that is different from hers because I am not her. And I've tried to do it her way, and it is not working, but I do want to do something. So anyway, if you haven't read Serena's post on reading journals, you gotta head for our Substack, sign up. It is free at this point, and likely to stay there in substance, and sign yourself up. You'll get Serena's thing on reading journals. You'll get whatever happens next. And, you know, you'll be hearing from us in audio, in your pod player, and in that case, in Substack form, which personally, I kind of love getting all the writing advice in writing as well as through my ears. Okay, that is it for me. As you can hear, I need to go stop talking for a while. So until next week, keep your butt in the chair, if you can, and your head in the game.
The Hashtag AmWriting podcast is produced by Andrew Perella. Our intro music, aptly titled Unemployed Monday, was written and played by Max Cohen. Andrew and Max were paid for their time and their creative output because everyone deserves to be paid for their work.
Pause, stop.
Thank you.